17. Atoms and Elements. George Porter, M.A., SCD, FRS. Professor George Porter, Director of the Royal Institute of Great Britain and Fullerian Professor of Chemistry, was born in 1920 and educated at Leeds and Cambridge Universities. He served in the Navy in the last Great War and has held numerous scientific appointments. It will be seen from the passage given here, in which he discusses atoms and the elements, that his wide knowledge and high academic distinction do not prevent him from writing simply enough for the ordinary reader to understand. The passage comes from his book, Chemistry for the Modern World, first published in 1962. The idea that everything is made up of very small particles, or atoms, was known to the Greeks over 2,000 years ago. But it was only about 150 years ago that John Dalton put forward the important ideas which made the atomic theory really useful and greatly hastened the development of modern chemistry. What Dalton said was that, although many thousands of different chemical substances are known, these are made up of only a few different kinds of atom combined together in definite, simple ways. We now know that there are altogether only about 100 different types of atom, and about a third of these make up most of the substances encountered in everyday life. Atoms cannot be destroyed or changed in any way by chemical reactions. All that can happen is that the arrangement of the atoms is changed so as to produce another chemical substance with different properties. Atoms are too small to be seen, even with a powerful microscope, but other instruments are able to detect them, to measure their size, and to count them just as easily and as certainly as if we could see them. We therefore know how much each kind of atom weighs, and so it is easy to say immediately how many atoms there are in any piece of material, once we know what it is made of and how much it weighs. Atoms are so small, and their numbers are so great, that it is not easy for the mind to grasp such numbers. It takes about 100 million atoms laid in a row to make 1 inch. There are more atoms in a glass of water than there are glasses of water in all the seas of the world. Since atoms can never be destroyed, this means that every glass of water we drink probably contains several atoms which have already been drunk many times by all the great men who have lived before us. With every meal, we consume a few atoms from the feasts of the Roman emperors and from the wine of the pharaohs. The elements. Substances which are made up of only one kind of atom are called elements, and there are about 100 of these, the same number as there are kinds of atom. These are the substances from which everything else is made. Aristotle taught that there were 4 elements, earth, air, fire, and water. But he was very wrong. None of these is an element in any sense of the word, and no further progress could be made until this idea was given up. There is nothing obvious about the appearance of an element, which makes it different from other substances, and this explains why man took so long to discover the building blocks from which his world is made. Only patient and methodical chemical experiments were able to show that sulfur, copper and diamond were elements, but air, water and sand were not. Many of the most important elements are not found on the earth in a pure state, but have to be prepared in the laboratory. For example, the 2 elements of which water is made are the gases oxygen and hydrogen. Oxygen occurs in the air, but it is mixed with a large amount of other gases, and hydrogen is not even present in the air.